USA Radio News.
Right before the House passed the Respect for Marriage Act, which would protect marriage equality by repealing the Defense of Marriage Act and providing federal protections for same-sex and interracial couples, 17 members of Congress were arrested by Capitol Police. They were protesting outside the Supreme Court building during an abortion rights protest. That was found from the video from the scene showing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being led away by police. Capitol Police warned demonstrators that they would take action and then tweeted they arrested 34 people in total, including 16 members of Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Murder charges against a New York bodega worker are being dropped. Jose Alba said he acted in self-defense when he fatally stabbed the man after being attacked behind the counter in Hamilton Heights, New York. After a lengthy investigation, prosecutors dropped the case and filed a motion to dismiss the charges. They said the district attorney's office had concluded a homicide case against Alba couldn't be proven at a trial beyond a reasonable doubt. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
During day two of the trial for Nicholas Cruz, who's accused of murdering 17 people at his Parkland, Florida high school, the jurors were shown graphic video footage of the massacre. The final stage of the gunman sentencing trial, in which jurors will decide if the 23-year-old should face a death sentence or life in prison without parole, began this week. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A panel for the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Outside Vaccine Advisors voted unanimously on Tuesday to recommend the use of Novavax's COVID-19 vaccine. Now, the CDC says it has formally adopted the vote by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, officially clearing a fourth option for unvaccinated adults. The recommendation comes a week after the Food and Drug Administration authorized Novavax's vaccine for emergency use as a new option for unvaccinated adults. Around 1 in 10 Americans aged 18 and older have yet to receive at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine, according to the CDC's figures. Interest rates have surged this year, causing some big banks to be affected.
Easy money for America's biggest banks with policies that made the COVID era a major windfall on Wall Street has come to a close. Interest rates have surged this year, rapidly changing the financial markets and slowing them down. Bank of America, Goldman, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, JP Morgan, and Morgan Stanley have all severely missed their second quarter earnings report over the past week. Financial experts are seeing tougher times ahead for big banks. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.